We are learning Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis. We learned in our Mishnah that when a husband is away and is feeding his wife through an agent, there's a whole list of things he has to give for a week. 2 kav and chitim, he has to give kitnius, shemen, groigris, but it doesn't say yayin. Zog the Gemara, ilo yayin lo ketani. It doesn't say anything about yayin. The drink, that was the normal drink that everyone drank. You don't give wine. You don't supply wine for the week. It's a right to Rabbi Loza. You don't give wine to an isha. Why not? Rashi explains. That here the husband's away, so we don't want the isha to have taivas tashmish and be mezana. Therefore, we don't give her wine. It means even though she drinks wine all the time, that's her drink. But when he is away, we don't serve her wine. The pasuk says in Hosea, "Elcho achrei mahavai noisde lachmi umeimai tzamri pishti shamri v'shikuyoi." It says, "I'm going to go after my beloved, the one who gives me my lechem, my water, my tzemer, my pishtin, my shemen, and my shikuyoi, which is my wine." So it seems like that's a normal drink of a isha, like the Rambam Shiv speaks out, even though they were talking about a zayna. That pasuk, but it's mashma shikuyoi. That's the normal drink of a woman. So you see, wine is the drink. The more answer is varam sheisha v'shtekekas aleihem does not mean wine. It means things that ladies desire. That's what shikuyoi means. What is it? Maniyo tachshitim. That is jewelry and divin tachshitim. Darush Rav Yehuda ish kafar nevir. Yevarmel ish kafar nefar chayel. Menayin she pesuk yenas leisha. What's the makar from the psukim that you don't give yayin to isha? Shneim says in the pasuk that after Chana and Alkana, they used to go every year to be Oyla Regel, and every time Penina got food for her and for her children, got carbonates for her and her children, and Chana nothing for her children, and she was very distraught. And it says there in the pasuk that Vatokam Chana, it says she davened, Vatokam Chana Achra Achla B'Shiloi, after she ate in Shiloi, it says, Shesoy sounds as going on Alkana. After she ate and he drank. Shesoy, he drank and they didn't drink together. So it sounds like Chana didn't drink. So you see, it's a raya, you don't give wine to a isha. You're going to say it's only she ate, he didn't eat? Hachinami? That doesn't make sense. Of course, Alkana ate also. So obviously it's not a diyak. No, and I'm in the shani krav dibur kamina. I'm saying from raya from the pasuk that changes its direction. Mecht begavak osik. We're talking about her. We're talking about Chana. Begavak osik with osik. My time is shani. Why also we say shesoy? Shmami no shesoy. V'lo shesos. It's even here. The only he drank and she doesn't drink. You don't give her wine. And we'll see soon why wouldn't you give Chana wine. The mind says she's with her husband. We said before the whole Indian is because she's not with her husband. Here she's with her husband. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. But upon him, it says when the husband's mashar de shlish, she doesn't get wine. She's not supplied with wine. And we said why not? Like Rashi says, because Margilim Matayv is tashvish, and therefore she doesn't get wine. So the Gemara meisvei. It says in a brisa regila noisim law. If she's used to it, we give her. So you see, they do give her wine, even though her husband's not here. Zok the Gemara, no, regila shiny. Since she used it, it won't affect her, and it won't affect the taivas tashvish. Therefore, regila shiny, you could give her wine. Damar Rav Chinah bar Kahana, Amar Shmuel, regila nois lo kois echad. She ain't regila nois lo shnei koisos. Like Shmuel said, remember that regila, if she's used to wine, you give her one kois. She ain't regila nois lo shnei koisos. If she's not regil, We give her two kaises. That makes no sense. If she's rug, we'll give her one kais. If she's not rug, give her two kaises. What's going on? My karma. I'm a bay hachkam. Regila b'fnei bay lo shnei kaisos. Let's say you read the Shmuel's memra. Shmuel has a memra. Regila gets one kais for the week. Aaron gila nois lo shnei kaises. No, per meal. My karma. I'm a bay hachkam. Regila. It makes no sense. Why would you get, if you're not regila, you get two kaises? Hachkam. Regila b'fnei bay lo shnei kaisos. Then shloim b'fnei bay lo shnei kais echad. Aaron regila b'fnei bay lo shnei kais echad. Says like this, that if she's ragel to drink two kaises and every meal, not when her husband's not here, you give her one less. You always give her one less when her husband's not here. Why? because her husband's not with her. We don't want to give her too much a taiva. Therefore, we give her one kais. But ain't regilat nebar lela kais echad, only one kais, then you give her nothing. You give her nothing then. How do you read it into Shmuel's words? So Tais explains to me like this. Regilah noisla kais echad. If she's regilah with by two kaises, you give her one kais. She ain't regilah means that she's not ruggel to have two kaises, only one kais, then you don't give her anything. That's how you read it. They don't give her anything. So that's the first teretz to this kasha. The Gemara kasha over here that L'chaira, it says in the Braisa that you're allowed to give wine. The Gemara answer there is the regila shani. It won't affect her. Avadi, you'll still get one kais less, but it won't affect her. By the same regila, when it says regila, you give her. It says in the Braisa regila nois law. You know what that means? By the same regila nois law tzike gedera. It means you give it for her food. You know, a lot of times you put wine into different dishes. You put it into meat, into soup. So that's what it's for, the wine. It's not for drinking. It's not for drinking. That's for tzikei kedera. Now, that only answers the braisa of regila. It doesn't answer Shmuel's memra, where Shmuel says, regila nois la kais echad, because shein regila nois la shnei kais. They're talking about giving kais to drink, because there's two kais, there's one kais. So that Tais speaks out, the maskal of tzikei kedera. Tais says, a braisa kai, you claim a braisa loy tikshi, a milsa Shmuel loy mifashel kashin, and you have to answer like we said before. Where do you find this idea of tzikei kedera? Ben Gurion was a huge usher, and her daughter-in-law, Shapaskula, they gave her for the week. Chachamim sasayim yayin. We'll see what it is. Sasayim yayin letzikei kedera merav shabbos shabbos. Huge amount of wine. Two sa'a of wine for tzikei kedera per week. So that's they were paisik to her, and we'll see in a second. She was a shemeres yavam. She was, her husband died. And then now, before she gets remarried now, we're supplying her with wine. So it says, they gave that wine, and she said, no, that's not enough for me. Amar lahem, kach tifshkul b'nei seichem. You know, maybe give that to your daughters. The Marshal explains that it was a klala. For her, even this huge amount of wine wasn't even so much. And she said, you know, maybe give it to your daughters. But really, if for their daughters, that would be a huge bracha. So Tana, shemeres yavam, she was shemeres yavam, le'onu achar v'mein. Therefore, they didn't say amein to this, to this klalach slash bracha, because they didn't want the shemeres yavam part that her husband died, but to the panasa wise, it was a very nice bracha to say kach tiv skul v'seichem. Obviously, that wasn't her kavana. Balkaponim. What we're holding now is that the halacha is you're not put, when the husband's away, you don't give her wine, and why not? Because the rashi says the yam regila tavis tashmish. And we have a few one teretz of the Gemara that if she's ruggle in wine, so we just go down a step when her husband's away. If she's ruggle with two cups, you give her one cup. If she's ruggle with one cup, you give her nothing. For the second teretz of the Gemara, regila men tzikei kedera, it meant just, you don't get wine ever, you just, the wine is for the tafshel. Tana, we learned in a brayis like this. Kais echad yafal isha. One kais is good for isha. And the haflah speaks out, it means mil of a suda, where there it doesn't affect you. Shnayim nivalu, two is disgusting, nivalu, it's not good for her. Shloisha tavas bepeh, if she already had three cups, she'll ask for tashmish herself, bepeh, which is a bazillion for a lady. Arba'a, fourth kais, afilu chamar tavas b'shuk. She's even teveya a donkey, veina makpeh, she doesn't care. So wine has a big effects on women. Amar Rava, this whole idea you don't serve wine to the isha. Her husband's not with her. I have a bai leima, husband with her. Less number. We don't worry, not worried about it, because even if she has to have his tashma, she has a husband. Right to Gemara, but we were right from Chana. V'Chana the bai leima havei, but Chana her Akana was with her with her, and still it says that she didn't drink wine. Why not? The husband was with her. So Gemara, achsenoi shiny. A guest is different. Amar Rav Huna, menayin lachsenoi is also v'tashva mita. How you know achsenoi is also v'tashva mita? Shnema vayashkimu ba'boiker v'yistachvul v'nei Hashem. It says the next day after the whole ma'isa with Chana, she davened and Eli Kohen saw her davening. She woke up the next morning and she went to v'yistachvul v'nei Hashem, went to the Mishkan and davened to Hashem. Vayeshuvu, and they returned. They very well based on her Ramos. They went back to Rama. Vayeda al Kana is Chana Ishtoi. Vayeskareh Hashem. And Yeda al Kana, which means Tashvish is Chana Ishtoi, Vayeskareh Hashem. Hashem, remember her, she conceived. So here you see that she told she got home wasn't Vayeda al Kona Eschana. Why not? Because she's Achsanoi. Has to Emni Karoloi. So it's a Raya that Achsanoi is Osav Tashamita. And in Shulchan Aruch we pass like this halacha that Achsanoi is Osav Tashamita. But the Shulchan Aruch says if Miyacheloi bias, his own bias, then it's fine. Zokhtim Shabruah, including a cheder. He has their own room. If they have their own private room, there's no iser. But the Shulchan Aruch says that it can't be betalis shel bal habayis. It has to be his own talis. It has to be his own beged, that in order that their beged should not get dirty, their linen should not get dirty, you should have your own beged that gets dirty, not their beged. That's the halacha l'mais. Zog tomorrow, Vayit. Choyma divisu da Abaya. Choyma was the wife of Abaya. Actually, it was the third time she was married, like the modern Yavama says. Abaya was her third husband. And her husband died. Abaya died. So now she was coming to collect her mezainis. And she wanted also wine. We'll see in a second. Asayla came to Rabba. She came to Rabba. Omrule, pesoikli mezaini. No, give me mezaini. Establish how much mezaini I get for the week. Pasakla. Okay, he set the amount. Pasakli chamra. Said, what about my wine? Omrule, yadana bebe nachmeni. I know by Abaya, le have a shasi chamra. He didn't drink wine. Like we said before, that a few shmuel at least, if you regila to drink wine, it could be you get some wine. But I say, I know Abaya, he didn't drink wine. Omrule, chayi damar davamashkule, but shefruzi kihai. He's making a shvua that they served me wine, that he used to serve me wine in a goblet, kihai, like this size. But like means kihai, like this. And Rashi says, she said, like from my arm until my past my elbow. She showed that. And while she was showing that, her sleeve went up. Her arm was exposed. Nafal nahayra beidina. She was very beautiful, and a light came into the through the bezdin. Akaponim, she was saying that Abaya did drink wine, and the Yavid says that Pshat is that at the end of his life, Rav knew Abaya didn't drink wine, but Abaya at the end of his life, when he was shvach, he used to drink wine. So she said, he served me that much wine. Maisa, she her arm was uncovered a little bit, so and the light went into the bezdin. Come Rava got up, left the bezdin, all the basically went to his house, Tava Labasar Chista. He was Tevel at Hashmish Basav Chista, which is his wife. His wife was this daughter of Rav Chista. Armeli Basav Chista, man have a bedina. What's going on here? Who is in the bezin today? What's something different today? Amalah, yeah, Chaim with the Vesud Abaya. He told her a story. What happened with Chaim, the wife of Abaya? Nafka Basra, so she ran after, the Basav Chista ran after Chaim. Machtlov a Kufi the Shida. She hit her with a bolt from a chest. Ad the Afkalam Kulmachuzah. Told you, chased her out of town. Omrelay Katatla Klaus, you already killed three husbands. Vasil Mikdalach, we didn't want to kill another one. She thought that the reason why she's not being careful, because she wants someone else to marry her. Maybe even Rava. She wants someone to marry her. And because, you know, she needs a shidduch now. That's why she's not being careful. And the truth is, she's a Katlana. She already killed three husbands. So therefore, he chased her out of town and said, no, don't let anyone get married to you. You're gonna kill someone. So the Mefarshim, the Chassam Sofer and others, the Tshuvas, speak out of here. What's the problem here? We have a Masad the Kedushin. He knows you're not allowed to do a Katlanas. She's married three times. Never knew. She's famous husbands. The Abaya is pretty famous. So what are we worried about? She's not getting remarried a fourth time. So who cares? Zok the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam holds that a Katlanas is allowed to get married if they want. If a guy's not makbid, he can get married. So she was scared, since she is showing off, she's not being careful, and she wants to show everyone she's beautiful, so someone's going to marry her. Even though they know she's a katlona, she's allowed to marry her. She says, no, you kill a fourth person, so get out of here. That's how Chassam Sofer and Tshuvas explains this gemara. So gemara baita. The visu de Rav Yosef, rei de Rava, soya kamei de Rav Nechemya, rei de Rav Yosef. The wife of Rav Yosef, rei de Rava, we had him before, came in front of Rav Nechemya, rei de Rav Yosef. Amar lei, I guess when her husband died, Amalei Pesekli Mizayni, Pasukla, Pasukli Chamra, Pasukla. Amalei, and actually gave her wine also. Either it's to where the husband died or her husband was away. Amalei, Yadana Behu B'nei B'chuzah Shasli Chamra. I know the B'nei B'chuzah, they drink wine, so therefore you're a regila, you drink wine, therefore we're going to give you wine. The Besud Rav Yosef, Rav Rav Nashia, Medvil, also come Rav Yosef. Amalei Pesekli Mizayni. You give me Mizayni, it's Pasukla, Pasukli Chamra, Pasukla. Pasukli Shiroi, she had a new thing now. Give me Shiroi. I need linen, nice clothing, nice silk clothing. I need beautiful clothing. That's more than usual. We know we give him clothing, like I said in the Mishnah, but she wanted extra clothing. Amalei, Shiroi Lama, why? Amalei, Lechav, 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 Rusach. She says, that my kavod was, I usually had these begadim, and therefore I want to keep to my standard. For me to look good, I need that. And that's a taina. If that's the way she's used to it, she's used to those clothing, then you have to give her those clothing. That's what she was tainin, because she wants to, if she wants to look good for everyone else. It says in the Mishnah, one of the things you give her, now, after you finish all the food, you give her a bed, then a mappetz umachtzelas. Mappetz umachtzelas is a soft mat and a hard mat. So the shaila is, what are you giving these mappa machtzelas for? Mappa machtzelas lamala, the yavla. Why? What's wrong with the leather, that the leather bed? Amra papa, ba'asam yigad amalu puraya b'chavli mevagala. We're talking about a place where the beds are made out of ropes. There's no leather. And if you sleep on a rope, it'll be mevagalo, which means it'll make you grow old quicker because it's very not comfortable. Therefore, you have to put the mappets and machzelas. I can ask me why you need a soft mat and a hard mat. So Tosfos learns that the soft mat is for sitting, and only the hard mat is for the sleeping. But the soft mat is for sitting, like just take it around with you. Tana Rabbanan. Ain't nice like karvakesis. You don't give her a blanket and a pillow. That's already luxury. You don't give it to her. Unless that's what the orcha the milsa is, but if not the orcha milsa, you don't give it that. You do give her a karvakesis. Someone says, "What's going on here?" Hechidam, eat the orcha. If it's normal, my time tanakama, it's a normal thing. You give her a karvakesis. We love orcha. If it's not the normal thing to get a pillow and a blanket, my time to nosim. What's shara nosim? More answer like this: it's his derech, not her derech. And we know we have a klal before oily imoy that he has to supply her to his level. To his social level, which is to have these blankets and pillows. But it's Mavurin the Sugya and Rashi, it's only when he's home. When he's not home, there's no din of oily imoy. So here, see, so his derech is to have the pillow and blanket and not her. So Tanaka Masava, Omala, Kia Zilna, when I leave, Shakinalu, I'm gonna take it with me. Vikhias, you know, come back, my senior Lubadoy, I'll bring it with me and then we'll have it together. Ranozin Sava Omrale, that she says to him, you're right in the halacha, you don't have to supply me when you're away. But Zimna Sharm ben Ashmashes, maybe they come home ben Ashmashes, and you're not going to carry it with you because of Chashash of Eitzah. But he must have Maislu, but Shaka will do, you take my mappets, or if I buy my own karvakesis, Rashi says, you take my stuff, and I'm going to sleep on the ground. Therefore, I want you to be supplied with karvakesis. Therefore, if you come, we'll have extra pair of beds, extra bed for you.